KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have a partly cloudy sky, 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 41, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A wind advisory will be in effect this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock and running until 6 a.m. Wednesday for Cass and most of our area counties. In addition, a wind weather advisory will be in effect beginning at 6 p.m. and running to 6 a.m. Wednesday for Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Members of the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board of Directors Monday night voted to table action on a facility programs and services plan agreement with the Nishna Valley YMCA. At the beginning of the meeting, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen and Board Member John Krogman mentioned that at a recent meeting with the YMCA representatives, discussion revolved around the possibility of having a consulting firm conduct a study on factors affecting what projects are most feasible, how much it would cost, and the means to fund those projects.
The total price tag on it is $34,500, $12,000 for the pre-design phase, and then $22,500 for kind of the developmental study.
Rasmussen said the YMCA has proposed splitting the cost study with Parks and Rec.
And obviously, a chunk of change like that would require you guys to, you know, just talk on it. And
basically, the study's going to put preliminary price tags on everything from the splash pad to the pool improvements outdoor to what the Y's doing, wanting to do, stuff that came out of the, you know, when we did our group brainstorming session and their brainstorming sessions, you know, the top things that came out of all of those. And outdoor pool was one, so was the splash pad.
That was Board Member John Krogman, who made the motion to table any action at the end of the meeting. City Council Liaison Gerald Brink said one of the things that needs to be addressed before any improvements or additions are made to park and rec attractions would be an increase in the hotel-motel tax, which some local hotel and bed and breakfast owners have been in opposition to since the tax was first debated.
This is ridiculous. We're sitting on 4%. The state of Iowa allows 7%. Every place you go is 7%.
We have tried and tried to get that through, and there's about two people in town that come and fight and fight.
I'm very aware I've been a part of the dumb thing.
It's ridiculous.
Place. But it's time. But what the city council needs is somebody, and in my opinion, it needs to be the Y, that comes to the city council with a request to expand that tax from 4 to 7.
We can request it. We just need to get it on the ballot next time.
And that's Parks Board Member Jolene Smith. Additional discussion and possible action on the agreement is expected to be on the agenda for the Park and Rec Board's regular meeting at 5:15 p.m. on January 17th. And that meeting will be held in the City Council's chambers at City Hall here in Atlantic. The City Council in Atlantic Monday afternoon held a special meeting at City Hall along with a public hearing with regard to an ordinance on the new ward map, amending the city code by dividing the city into 5 wards and 5 precincts and outlining and describing each ward and precinct and repealing Ordinance number 934, the populations for which were determined in the 2020 census. After holding in the first reading of the ordinance, the council voted 4-1 to waive the second and third readings. They had enacted on approving the ordinance, with Gerald Brink voting no and Dana Halder absent. You can take a look at the ordinance that is in effect with on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. There is a PDF link for that. Well, the Griswold School Board will meet in a special session this Thursday beginning at 7 p.m. Their meeting takes place in the Griswold High School Conference Room. The only item on the agenda is the consideration of an action to adopt policies related to OSHA's emergency temporary standards mandating COVID-19 vaccinations. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday released a report on arrests and incidents from the past week. On December 26th, 51-year-old Ronald Lynn Becker of Carroll was arrested at the Adair County Jail for violation of a no-contact order issued out of Carroll County. After the protected party with whom he had text message conversations with in violation of the order brought him glasses per his request, Becker remains in the Adair County Jail until his sentence is served. On December 28th, 41-year-old Nicole Renee Lanehart of Middletown, Ohio, was arrested arrested on Interstate 80 in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol after her SUV was seen speeding near mile marker 92 eastbound. The vehicle was clocked at 91 miles per hour. When her vehicle was pulled over, the trooper noticed the smell of marijuana coming from the SUV. A subsequent investigation resulted in the possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense charge. Lanehart was released later that evening from the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Also arrested December 28th by the Iowa State Patrol was 54-year-old Eric Dwayne Pittman of Clear Lake. He was taken into custody near Stewart for eluding and theft in the first degree for allegedly driving a stolen pickup. The vehicle, a Ford F-350, was registered to a leasing company out of Nebraska and was being tracked by GPS. It was located at the I-80 rest area. Pittman took off westbound in the rest area parking lot, did a U-turn, and began traveling eastbound. The vehicle then went on I-80 westbound, heading in an easterly direction. The resulting pursuit reached speeds of up to 95 miles per hour, and in the process, the pickup narrowly missed colliding with several vehicles that were traveling westbound. The chase eventually crossed back into the eastbound lanes and continued east until it was near the Stewart exit, at which point the pickup exited, ran a stop sign, and then turned north onto County Road P-28. Pittman entered the Casey's parking lot in Stewart and gave himself up. He told authorities he ran because he was wanted on warrants and was on a suspended release for the theft in the first degree charge. He was additionally charged with driving while suspended. Pittman remained in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. On December 29th, 45-year-old Christopher Lee Lindbergh of Stewart was arrested by Greenfield police for violation of a no-contact order after he allegedly sent text messages to a protected female party. He was released after posting a $300 cash or surety bond. And as we previously reported, 57-year-old Charles Raymond Bradshaw II of Jefferson was arrested December 30th after he was shot in both arms by an Adair County deputy following a pursuit and the alleged firing and displaying of a weapon. A black 9mm handgun and spent shell casing was found during a search of the vehicle, along with a substance believed to be meth. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.